morning, everybody. This is Mr. Z with the Clever Minds Radio Talk Show. How are we doing today? It's a lovely Friday morning here in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's getting better and better and better here, folks, here. The weather's warming up. I'm greatly happy about it as well, too. This is Mr. Z with the Clever Minds Radio Talk Show here on bbsradio.com. It's a beautiful day, as I said. Today's going to be a Business Friday. And we're going to talk business with Chaney Weiner today. But before we get into everything, we're going to talk about a few other things about business. And I want people to know about business. Business is very, very important, folks. And here's why I say business is so important, especially if you're going to be doing business for yourself. It's very important because of this. Your life is a business. Your children are a business. Everything you do about yourself is a business. And sometimes you need skills. Not sometimes. Most of the time you need skills and someone to help you to do certain things. The other day my son was telling me about something that was very, very important to me. He goes, I want to take piano lessons, and that's another thing. And I said, we have a piano here. And I said, before I get you to take a piano lessons, how about you just kind of play around with him? Well, I need lessons. And I told him his analogy was this. I said this to him. I said, straightforward, what do you think the person who invented the piano, did they have lessons before when they created the piano? And he thought about it, and he's like, well, I guess you're right, Dad. You know, so my whole thing is this. Sometimes you need to teach yourself before you get help, but it's nothing wrong with getting help, but teach yourself things as well. So work on that, folks. It's very, very important that you don't slight yourself on the intelligence that you have as an individual. This is Business Friday. I'm with Chaney Weiner today, and we're going to go find Chaney's webpage again. I'm doing a lot of different things, folks, so you guys got to bear with me today. I'm always having hectic weeks, but I like it, so it's all good. Chaney, good morning, sir. How you doing?
I am doing great, and thank you for having me today.
I really appreciate it. So, Chaney, this is going to be a Business Friday, and basically what I'm talking about on Business Friday is all aspects of business, and you are a motivational speaker as well. And so I want my audience to know about you a little bit and tell them about what you do and how and what kind of person you are. Please go ahead.
All right, that's a great way to start, and I like to start by just sharing basically my journey. And it's interesting you're speaking about business. And when I really think about it, my whole life has pretty much been a business, but just in a different way. I have always been involved and loved being involved in sports when I was younger, and that eventually evolved into what I'm doing now. And along the way, I learned many lessons in different areas of life. And like I just said, it's a really interesting way of looking at it, that my life has always been a business, but it's been a business in the different areas of life. It's funny as it may sound, even in relationships, it's still a business to some degree. So with me, I've always been one who has, like I said, even though I've come from a sports, a health and fitness background, I've always looked at the other areas as being important, and they all interrelate with one another. And you know, over the last 22, 23 years, I've incorporated those different areas into what I teach, and I help inspire people in the different areas of their life to include their businesses, of course.
Can you tell them how to get in touch with you, please, Chaney?
Yeah, my website is www.chaneyweiner.com. That's chaneyweiner.com.
Okay. Now, day being, like you said, I said today is a Business Friday. And I put the analogy together basically because Business Friday is because of this. Sometimes we all forget as individuals that when you're born, you just started your business. Is that right or wrong?
Yeah, I've been on a few hundred radio shows, and you're the first person that has ever put it that way. And even when I was listening to what you were saying about your son a few minutes ago, I started to get that thought in my mind. And I'll be honest with you, I just had a little bit of a revelation listening to that and your question that you just asked, because when you really look at it, it is a business. Your life is a business, but not in the typical way. See, when people think of business, they think their companies, their job, their career, that's one part of your business. But you have, like with you, with your son, there's there is a certain aspect of business in your interaction with him and your relationship with him, just like it is, you know, you with me being on your show and you with the, you know, let's say your friends and other people in your life. But it's just, it's a different form of business. So that's a very, let's say, eye-opening and a very aware way of looking at it. And it's, again, it's not business in the traditional sense, because people think business, it's got to be serious. No, it could be fun, and it could be in other areas of life as well.
Yeah, that's what it's, yeah, of course it has to be, because here's the thing. If you treat your life or you treat business as a business, you take it more seriously, you're going to get more production out of yourself as an individual, and you're going to get more production out of the stuff that you're putting the effort into. Does that make sense, Cheney?
Yeah, and again, you know, it's not to say that, well, if I go around and I'm not serious about it, that means, you know, I'm not, you know, I don't care about my business or different areas of life. That's not it. There is that fun factor, as I like to say, and it really makes the whole experience more fulfilling, if you will.
Well, business can be fun in a lot of different ways. My son has a thing that he wants to do now. He keeps saying, Daddy, I want to be a CEO. I want to be an entrepreneur. And I always tell him, I said, look, I was very impressed with him this past week. I had a teacher-parent conference on Wednesday, and I was thinking negative, but I had to put myself in a positive aspect. And everything that came out of the conversation with the teachers was all positive. So when I told him, I said, look, I got a whole room full of books. You want to be an entrepreneur. What do you want to be an entrepreneur of? Of yourself, of what type of, what I want to invent something. What do you want to invent? And my godmother told him, well, you have to be able to read and do a business plan. Now, I think he took it where, it's got to be serious. Doesn't have to be serious. You can be fun at what you're doing in life. It could be fun on how you can treat yourself and getting clothes as a business. Okay, if you're going to buy certain clothes in your life, you're not going to buy just trashy clothes. You're going to buy clothes of quality. You're going to buy clothes that are going to last, not too trendy. Sometimes clothes that are trendy are nice, but in the realm of things, business-wise, would that be a good business investment if you wasted your money on stuff that frivolous clothes that it would be no good to you, say, in a couple of months or a couple of years? You know what I'm saying? So in the aspect I treated business and all dynamics of life is that you have to treat it in a fun way, in a serious way, and like a lazy way, but you still have to treat it as a business, because the money that you put out is the money that you want to have back in your pocket, have a return on it, or at least a good investment. Does that make sense, Cheney?
Yeah, and I really like how you keep emphasizing that fun, or I'll put it in my words, a more whole, balanced sense of it, and not to look at it in a serious manner. Because, you know, when people look at someone, let's say like Donald Trump, I don't know about Bill Gates, because Bill Gates sometimes comes off as a fun guy, but, you know, someone like, you know, I'm using Donald Trump, they'll look at him and they'll think, this guy is serious, he's a, you know, a hard-working, you know, that serious persona. And I don't know Donald Trump personally, but I guarantee if you're in his inner circle and you're around him on a regular basis, he's probably just as fun guy as anyone you'd ever want to be around. So I like the way that you're coming from with this, with the fun aspect, because that's something a lot of people miss and they miss out on and are not aware of.
Well, Cheney, one reason why I came across, you sent me an email and I was looking at some of your things on your webpage and you kept popping up and I Googled you a couple of places and things like that. And this is the first time on the interview that I've had somebody where I hadn't had any of their products on hand, and you said you're going to offer some people some products as well today. But it was very interesting on how the dynamics of you're saying about. And here being on Business Friday on Clever Minds Radio Talk Show here on BBS Radio is this. Even though I have my opinion about things and I have my revelations about certain aspects of life, it's always nice to have somebody else other opinion as well too, because sometimes you need a refreshing sound in order to enjoy certain things in life. Like if you have a steak, and even though you like steak, you might put A1 sauce on it, or you might put a Heinz 57 on it, or you just might want to eat it dry and plain. But the steak is still a steak, but sometimes you put different flavors on it, it enhances it as well. So today I'm going to have you enhance my steak. How does that sound, buddy?
Yeah, and it does. At 12 noon here on Eastern Time Zone, it's lunchtime. So, yeah, that sounds pretty good.
So enhance my steak today, my man, with some of your knowledge on about business. And I'm going to be quiet for a minute and introduce yourself to the audience, please, Cheney.
Yeah, business. to me, the most important part of a business is the, I like to say, putting your soul or putting the spiritual part aspect of it into your business. And what I mean by that is many people want to open a business and have a business, and of course they want to make money, and that, I mean, obviously that's important, but many people miss this really important tidbit here, and that is, what service, what caring, what service can you provide to people worldwide? Because it's all about the service, the quality of the service, and really your mission behind that. How can you serve and how can you help people? That's the spiritual aspect of it. That's, in a sense, putting the soul into your business. Because, yeah, you know, it's about, you know, making money is important, but many people want to make money, but they miss this part, and this is really important. And obviously it's going to depend on the person's business, what specifically it is. If it's, I mean, it could be, you know, guitar playing, it could be inspiring people, whatever it is for you, it's important to take the time and ask yourself and write it down, meditate on it, anything that it takes to invest the time in realizing what service you provide to others that can help others, that inspires others to really do great things in their life. So to me, that is the most important part of it. It's all about that service. And, you know, take a look at someone like Bill Gates. And many people will look at him and say, oh, the guy's got a lot of money. But a lot of, I don't know if a lot of people are aware that his one of his main missions or visions was to make sure that every person in the world has a computer on their desktop. Well, he's done a pretty good job. Now, yeah, maybe he didn't design computers, but he's got the software that's allowing people to have personal computers. Well, not too long ago, the only computers that existed were in companies. They were the big, large mainframes. Well, now everyone has a computer, and his software, whatever your opinions are of Bill Gates is one thing, but the bottom line is he's got the company that's providing the software that's allowing that to be possible. His mission, his vision, and his service was to do that, and he has a global vision, a world, an astronomical vision, and that's led to him being successful in his business, and the same is true for you. So take the time and ask, well, what's your vision? What's your mission? What can you do to help others get what they want? And that's really the secret to being very successful in your business.
Well, tell me this, Cheney. When you do your courses and you do things like that, what is the most common factor that you have that people always ask you, that the obstacle they can't overcome, that they ask you for help with? What do you find?
Money and limiting beliefs towards money. It's typically that, and I'd say relationships would be second.
Okay, but you gave me three. So what would be the top one? Money is always the top one?
Money.
How do you help people get over the money aspect? Because I'm guilty of it as well, too.
It's a great question, and it's very specific to a person's situation. In fact, here's a real great story I have from someone who's in my program. She came to me with the typical money issue, bad credit. But in her case, she went through a lot of money. She had money, and she went through a lot of her money, high credit card debt, the typical I don't have the money type of thing. And upon further questioning and working with her, I found out that there was a lot of guilt involved as well, particularly towards her husband, towards her son, over her situation. And that, believe it or not, was her main block. So I took her through a process that I do, and I helped her clear out that guilt and shame towards her husband, towards her son, and towards herself, because she perceived that she put herself in a quote-unquote bad situation or bad financial situation. And it took her 5 hours to break through that particular block, and then she said, well, now I'm going to go on to my next block, my next money block. So with her, now in her case, it's centered around certain things. With somebody else, because the specifics of the situation are different, but it typically centers around guilt, shame, and some type of quote-unquote regret towards themselves and possibly someone else. And that's what I find, that what I mentioned before about not knowing what service you provide to others. But when it comes to the money blocks, it centers around shame and guilt.
Well, I think our society, especially in America culture, we put such a high price on money, and we have to because look at the way the society is based. I mean, right now, I had to go fill up my car, not fill up my car, because, you know, money's an issue. But I woke up this morning, and I'm getting billed this way. I got billed twice through different aspects, and gas is $4.02 what I have to put in my car. And so basically, it's kind of hard to get away from the money issue no matter what, unless you really have a lot. Even when you do have a lot, and I'm going to use Oprah Winfrey for example. That lady's worth billions of dollars, and she's still a very frugal person because she's not frivolous with her money. She can be, but she still says, you know, that dime is still a dime. So let me really, really consciously watch what I'm doing. And sometimes people don't really realize the way that they treat money, even though, like I was telling you at the beginning of this this conversation, is that, you know, you have to spend your money wisely. And if the things that you're going to have in a business aspect, you got to treat your life as a business. And if you treat your life as a business, you'll be happy on a lot of different aspects of the way. You'll have some money in reserve. You have some money in your mindset because you'll know that you're not going to go out and spend money stupidly. Does that make sense, Cheney?
Yeah, and the most important thing as it relates to what you said, and this applies to everyone, bottom line is when you learn how to manage your money, you get more money to manage. Most people, not all, but most people, or let me say like this, the people who are having money issues, typically it stems from either not making enough, which the way to basically resolve that is to come up with a service, like I was mentioning before, that helps others provide a service. And the other thing is those people who do make money are not putting a high enough value on having money, and more specifically on saving money. Because take a look at people who are working jobs. Most people are getting enough, or let's say enough money, whereby if they had a higher value on money and saving it, they would be saving it. Now, whenever I speak about this, people will say, "Well, I got to pay my bills. I don't have enough money to save." And this is going to sound like a shock to people, but I find out to be untrue, because the bottom line is if you have a high value on money and you prioritize the way you manage your money, and this also applies to your business as well, you'll have more money to manage. So what I tell people is anytime they get paid, they get a paycheck, take something out. The first thing to do is take out something and save it. It could be $1, $10, anything. You want to get in the habit of doing it, because when you get in the habit of doing something, you do it. And it's the same thing there. So when I hear people say, "Well, I don't have money," again, it depends on their situation. Like I said, if someone is not making money, then it's going to come down to providing service to draw in the money to you and the opportunities for that. And if it's a situation where someone is making money and they're not saving it, there's an issue on what their value is towards money. So those are the two real important things to take away from this.
Okay. Now, Cheney, well, on your show, what do you mostly talk about when you're doing your show? And please tell everybody where your show is at, please.
Yeah, my radio show, it's on Blog Talk Radio. It's www.blogtalkradio.com/Cheney Weiner, or it's Cheney-Weiner. It's one or the other. But if you go into blogtalkradio.com and put my name in, the show will come up. It's called the Beyond the Law of Attraction Radio Show. And typically what I speak about on there, in a sense, is overcoming and being able to manage your emotions so you can manage your wealth. And what I mean by wealth is any of the seven areas of life. It could be your business, it could be your money, any of the different areas of life. So it centers around being able to manage your emotions. And I like to quote Warren Buffett. He pretty much said, until you can manage your emotions, don't ever expect to manage your wealth or money. So it's about being able to manage that emotional or your emotional state. And this is a lot of the subconscious. People aren't aware of how this is involved with money, with your business, with your relationships, any area of your life. So that's typically what I speak about. And on different shows, I'll make reference to different topics. Typically, I'll center it around money and just relationships, usually those two.
Well, I find that, you know, spiritually and emotionally, this is Business Friday, and my name is Mr. Z. This is the Clever Minds Radio Talk Show. I find, personally with myself, is that I have times when I have abundance of money and a time when I have lack of money. And when you have lack of, your whole mindset totally changes because the universe perceives you, or you perceive the universe in a different aspect. You ever notice that?
Yeah, and it's really, it's all about what you perceive, because you could perceive yourself as not having money, but that's in the physical form, if you will. But if you take the time and say, well, where do I perceive myself to have an idea that's worth millions of dollars? Or perhaps I have a relationship that's worth millions of dollars. So it's all in the perception and how you see things. And each person has different perceptions. You can look at your situation, or a person can look at their situation and perceive, oh, God, I don't have any money, I'm broke. Someone else can look at them and say, well, you're not broke, you're rich here, you're rich, you know, in different areas. So it all depends on your perception. In fact, that's really what the main thing that I do when I work with people is get them to see, like you said, you mentioned about the universe. We live in an abundant universe, and it's all in how one perceives their situation.
Well, I'm going to put it this way. I'm guilty of something, and I'll be very honest with you. You know, I wanted to talk about Business Friday on the Clever Minds Radio Talk Show. I'm Mr. Z. You have to have a plan. My godmother said, I'm guilty a lot. When you get too chaotic in your life and you don't have a structure on how you're trying to do things, you're all over the place. So what I like to do today on Business Friday, and I always tell, and I'm guilty as well, because my journey here on the Clever Minds Radio Talk Show is to let people know that I'm human and I am basically normal like everybody else, and I have mistakes and I have flaws. So today on Business Friday, and I want it to be happy on a Business Friday, is that you treat your life as a business. You treat your life on an aspect where you do a business plan on where you want to go on different aspects of your life. You want to treat yourself to the way, whereas if you just don't want to walk out into your business and don't know what direction you want. Because sometimes in business, if you neglect certain aspects, it can hurt the overall aspect. Even though it might be in the back, it might be the back of the restaurant, say the back of the restaurant. Even though when a guest walks into the front of the restaurant, they don't see what's going on in the back. But the back of that restaurant can also affect the front of the restaurant. So I'm putting that analogy together because that's where you should have to treat your life. Does that make sense, Jane?
Yes, and you mentioned a very important word in there, and that is structure. And very interesting, and I'm going to mention this in regards to my business now. I'm usually a pretty structured person. I have my to-do list and whatnot, but the interesting thing is I notice when I write it down or type it down, it's even more structured. And with me, I know in my business, I take on a lot of stuff at once, but one thing I certainly notice is that, and I do this every day, and I review it every day, I'll write down a to-do list and a structure, and I'll put it in order. Now, sometimes it may not go exactly in order, but most of the time it does. But the key thing is, like what you were saying, is having that structure. And the example you gave, the back of the restaurant, that's paying attention to detail, and every detail counts. And many people will just say, well, I want to have this, I want to have a great business, but they don't take the time to put that structure, that plan, especially the strategy into it. And it doesn't matter where you're at right now. If you have that plan, that vision, that strategy, which of course you'll tweak along the way, and the structure in place, you don't have a vision. When you have those in place, you have a vision of where you're going. So when those days come up that you're going to be challenged, and everybody gets challenged, you can always, in a sense, fall back to that vision, that structure, that plan, and it guides you. And a lot of people miss out on that, and it's really important, and it's worth taking the time each day to go through this. And hey, you know, you may be laying in bed one night, or you may be in the shower. These are where I get a lot of my ideas. And an idea comes up, and you go, oh, you know, I'll put this into there, and then you'll add that to your list of things to do. It keeps you structured, keeps you in order, and really, when you do that, you'll notice that you're on track, and even though it may not be showing up in your life at the moment, as long as you're on track, you're putting out a certain signal and an energy to the universe, and what eventually happens is that you get to where you want to get to.
Well, I totally agree with you on that one. And so today, I'm going to take, since it's April 1st, and I don't believe in certain monumental aspects of days, but today just happened to be April 1st. I'm going to start, or my aspect of the day, taking my business, which is myself, more seriously and more in more ways than one, the front, the back, and the middle. So that way I can see the outcome, and I'm going to be talking about the Uncovered Minds Radio Talk Show, letting everybody know where I am. So starting Monday, I'm gonna format my whole situation, and I'm going to bring it to the forefront to the audience on Motivational Monday, and I'm going to let everybody know where I'm at, and then in about a month, I'm going to let everybody know where I've ended up at. So that way they can see if I'm a man of my word. Does that make sense, Cheney? I want to speak and do like Oprah used to go out, I'm losing weight. She lose it. And she gained it. She loses, she gained it. What I want to do is I don't want to lose weight or gain weight. I want to gain respect for myself and a business mindset that I know every dynamics of my life is falling into play. So what I have you on today for is this, to give my audience some inspiration that you can offer them some tools, per se, on how to do this. So what would you offer my audience today?
Well, the first thing is to obviously be aware of, and this can apply to any area of your life, what do you really want to do? And don't kid yourself and say, I don't know. Be sincere and be truthful. Say, hey, what is it that I want to do? And whatever that is, if it's your, let's say it's your business, we use business, go through your day and you could be maybe you're working a job somewhere or whatever it is that you're doing. Go through your day and look at everything that you do during the course of your day. If it's driving to work, if it's taking a shower, whatever it is, and just everything you do, ask yourself this question: how is what I am doing helping me in what I would love to do the most? So, if let's say it's building a business, how is driving to work helping me build my business? And if you're working somewhere, you can go through your job detail, all the things that you do at work, and ask, how does each of these things help me in building my business? Now, at first, someone is going to say, well, I don't know how driving to work is going to help me build my business. I don't know how is taking a shower going to help me build my business. Well, how can taking a shower help you build your business? Oh, if you're in a shower for 10 minutes, you can come up with some ideas that you can apply to your business. Albert Einstein came up with a lot of his ideas in the shower. He created a waterproof tablet and pen, and he wrote his ideas down. Well, you don't have to have a waterproof tablet in there, but you can make mental note of it and then go on your computer and type it down. If you're driving to work, let's say it takes 30 minutes to drive to work. Well, you could put a CD in there. You can, come up with ideas on how you can apply it to your business. And you do this with everything that you do during the course of your day, because what this does, it gets you to think, in this case, more entrepreneurially. It helps you become more inspired in what you're doing. It's not forcing you to stay at your job if you don't want to, but it gets you to become more inspired in the things that you do, because you'll get to see how everything you do during the course of your day is helping you on your mission and what it is you would love to do. So take the time to do that. And I just mentioned about time. A lot of people say, well, I don't have enough time to do whatever. This is a great way to have all the time that you could possibly have, because it'll get you to see that everything you do has meaning and can be applied to your mission, your vision, and to apply that to any area of your life.
Now, here's what I want people to understand on this aspect as well, too. And I'm going to give you an analogy on something. Your spirituality is a business. Your child is a business. Your house is a business. Each one of those dynamics play an important part on who you are as an individual. So I use this analogy a lot. If you have a car, doesn't have any oil in it, and the body of the car is really good shape, but you have no oil in the car, how long can you think that car is going to drive on the road with no oil in it? The components that you need to do to make things successful are very important for you to drive that car. So you have to maintain it and take care of it. That's the same thing about business. Certain components are very, very vital that you take care of, that you can't truly ignore. Because if you ignore them, even though you don't see them running within the car, you think about putting the gas in there, the oil, the windshield wiper fluid, or the radiator fluid. But if you don't maintain that on a consistent basis, I don't care how nice that car looks, is that car going to run? It's not going to run. It's not going to do very well for you. It's just going to sit there and look pretty. That's an empty vessel. And in spiritually aspect, you don't want to have an empty vessel in life. And I think when you have an empty vessel, it takes away from the quality of the person who you are. And on a spirituality aspect, I'm not condoning or giving credence to anything in particular. It could be Buddhist, it could be anything. You might not have anything whatsoever. But if you believe in some type of higher being or believe in yourself as a higher being, you should take pride in yourself and treat it as a business. Chaney, spiritually, how do you direct people to find some spiritual aspects about themselves?
Well, the main thing I have people do is to ask them, like I was saying earlier, what service can you provide to others, and especially what value can you provide to other people? And that could be, God, that could be in any area of your life. If it's in business, well, what value do you provide to your clients, to your customers? You know, what is about what you do that provides value to them, to, you know, like I said, your clients, your customers? If it's your family, what's about who you are that provides value to your family? So it's about the value and the service, and that's really where the spiritual component comes in. And I love that analogy that you gave. I must make mention of that because I use the same one as well, so I appreciate that. But it's so true, and in fact, what you were saying, you could tie that in as well, because if someone has a business, keep in mind there's other areas of life as well. You know, your family helps you in your business as well. You know, how can your family help you in your business? And that's something that a lot of people don't take a look at, but they do. And it could be that way with any other area of your life. So when we're gearing it towards business, that's what you can do. And also what I was saying about providing the value and the service and, of course, finding out what people need, what people want, and providing that to them in a language that speaks to them. So that's the other part I wanted to mention as well. And that really, you know, that's what centers, that's really the spiritual part of it as well, that vision, that mission, and the service that you provide to others.
Well, sometimes people don't have family members around, and sometimes people say, well, I don't have anybody to support me. There's a lot of support systems out there, and I'm going to be honest with you folks. The Internet is a wonderful tool. That's how I found BBS Radio. All you have to do is Google stuff nowadays, or Bling It, or Bing, whatever they call it, or Yahoo, any search engine. You can go out there. You can find a lot of support groups in every dynamic of aspect if you're lacking any aspect of the way, if you don't have support, family support. Does that make sense, Chaney?
Absolutely, and I'll even go a step beyond that. Everyone has support. It's just a matter of raising their level of awareness and looking, because many times people, they'll go, oh, my God, I don't have anybody supporting me. You know, people are only challenging me. Well, you have both. There's both. And I want to make mention of that as well. If, let's say, you know, to anyone listening, if you're in a situation, and it could even be in a specific moment where someone is really challenging you on something, anything, take the time and look and see in that same moment where you're being supported. Now, at first you'll say, well, no one's supporting me, but I absolutely am certain that if you take the time and look, you will see that there's people supporting you. Now, it may not be in the exact form that you want it in, but you still want to look to see where you're being supported in a certain area of your life, because you can always shift that over to the area of where you want support. One of the ways is what you were just saying about support groups. One thing I do want to mention about support groups, this is going to sound a little funny, make sure that those in your support group challenge you a bit as well, because you need both in order to grow, whether it's your business or yourself as a person or any area of your life. So look for that. You want the support, but also be aware that there's a challenge aspect of it as well.
Chaney, tell us who you are, my man, and how to get in touch with you, buddy.
Yes, sir. My website is www.chaneywiner.com. I'll spell that again. It's chaneywiner.com. And let me mention this. Anyone, you go onto the site, you put in your name and email, and you get a free mini training course. It's a 5-lesson training course.
Well, I'm working on my webpage, and I'm very impressed with your webpage. I'm getting a lot of content right now, and people say, well, your webpage is not complete. No, it's not, because when I get all my content that I'm getting on, I'm putting all my interviews on that one webpage in a concise manner, such as yours, everything like that. So they're going to have a wealth of information. And then I'm going to start booking everybody again, so everyone knows that the resources like you have and I'm going to have is that if you need resources, you need help, people like you, they can click onto my webpage and go link to you, and they can get help. Because I'm not trying to slight myself by no means, and I think I'm very astute with things that I say, but I also want to offer another mindset on what people want to accomplish in life. And I think you have the perfect tool or the ingredient to help people look at things in a different aspect of the way. Now, I'm going to ask you a question, Cheney, and I'm not sure if it just matters to you or not, but it matters to me. And I ask all my guests this. Is motivation, money, spirituality, does it have a color?
Ooh, that's a great question. And I'm going to answer it like this. The color that someone puts to it is how they perceive it. And that's going to be based on their values. Or, in fact, this is great because you were just saying about asking this question that you said, well, it may not be important to me, but it's important to you. That's just it. It's a value to you. It's important to you. So that's the same idea with what you were just asking me about the motivation and about money and about having a color to it. And again, the color someone puts to it is going to be based on their values and what's important to them. So money to one person is going to mean something different than it is to someone else. So obviously those two people won't put the same color to it. And obviously the color is going to depend on that particular person. The same thing with motivation, inspiration, and anything as well. So that's a great question. I like that one. And the same thing, let me mention this, the same thing with spirituality as well. Every person is spiritual. The question is, where's their spirituality? And that's going to be, again, based on the values, based on what's most important to them. If you get a woman who the most important thing to her is her family, well, her spirituality is in her family. Her husband, most important thing to him is his business. Let's say it's his business. Well, his spirituality is in his business. It doesn't mean he's any less spiritual than she is or she's less than him. It's just expressed differently. So when you ask that question about the color of money and inspiration, it's the same idea as also with spirituality. It's going to come down to, I keep saying it because it's that important to understand, the values and what's most important to you. And as interesting as it may sound, most people are not aware of what their true values are and what's most important to them. And one of the ways that you can tell is if someone's saying, I should, I have to, I've got to, I'm supposed to, that's a very subtle way of seeing that what they're saying is not necessarily the most important thing in their life, versus if you hear someone say, I love doing this, I'm inspired by doing this, this is what I've always dreamed of doing, there's a big difference in the language, and you'll typically see a big difference in the action that someone takes as well. And again, this goes back to what you were saying. So again, it's based on one's values and what's most important to them.
Now, the reason why I brought that up, I grew up in the South and in L.A. for a while, and spiritual aspect to some people, how the fire and brimstone is taught in the church, and in some churches they speak about more about the morals of how you go through the day, and other people speak about the aspects of money, other people speak about how you treat the world, stuff like that. My opinion about all that is it all ties into one. It's all a business. You have to treat everything in a harmonious way, so that you can have the outcome that you really want to have. Sometimes certain notes are sharper than others, like when you're playing the piano or you're playing the guitar. But all those notes make a beautiful song if you play them in the right way. Does that make sense, sir?
Yeah, it's just like we were saying before about the details, and all the details add up to the big picture. And that's really what it comes down to. And again, it's, you know, it depends on the person. You mentioned about, you know, where you're growing up and people's different views on spirituality. No one's views are right or wrong. They're just different. And that's what makes us unique. And the interesting thing is, I like to say, everyone is the same, but we're all different.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. That's how it is. This is the Clever Minds Radio Talk Show. I am Mr. Z. I'm here with Chaney Weiner today. Here we're talking business on a Business Friday. And basically, I started off the conversation letting everybody know business is just not the typical business that you see when you go into. Business is what starts within yourself, and it starts the minute you are born. And I'm going to tell you why. When you start crying for that bottle or you cry to get your diaper changed, you're taking care of your business because you need someone to maintain you. So that's when business starts. How does that sound, Chaney?
Yeah, you know, a thought just came to mind when you were mentioning that, and that is when you were saying, when someone comes into a bit, you know, let's say someone goes into someone's business and it in a sense goes beyond what you see. And that's really important to understand. And this again, this applies to any area of life. But let's just look at the business part of it. Yeah, you know, if you go into a place of business, we all go into Best Buy and Costco, Walmart. You know, wherever you go and do your shopping, and a lot of people look, and what they see on the outside is what they see on the outside, but not all, but most people do not know what goes on and what has gone on to get to that point. I like to call this those quote-unquote unseen forces, if you will, because there's a lot that goes into what you see, and that is really what builds the business, or what builds the relationship, or what builds the friendship with others. So,
gotcha. Chaney,
I
only have a couple moments before I go out of here, because on Fridays I have to cut the show short. I have an appointment I have to make. But before we go, give me some insight that you want to give insight on from you today. Tell me something about you that you want to offer to my audience today, that you want to really let them hear from you today, sir.
Well, I want everyone to realize that they have something of tremendous value to contribute to the world, and that every person is going to do that in their unique way. And no matter what anyone says about you, or no matter where you've been, or what you've done, or what you've been through, that you have something to contribute to the world, and you do it in your very special and unique way. And realize that, and find out what that service is, what that special skill you have is that you can give to other people and serve others and help others get what they want, because when you help others get what they want, you get what you want, and that feeds off each other, and that's what basically helps the world and inspires others to go on and do great things in their life.
All right, folks, if you folks want a transcript of the show, you can call BBS Radio or go onto the webpage and you can get a transcript of this show, and I appreciate if you would or not, or you want a copy of the of this inspirational day on Business Friday. And I'm going to be working with Seth and Doug, and we're going to be getting my webpage up together to the point where as all this information I'm gathering is going to be placed on the webpages that you can just use it as a resource. Chaney, I really appreciate you being on the show today, and I would love to have you on again. And anybody that goes to Chaney, he's offering them what were you offering them again, Chaney?
Yeah, it's a it's a free training course. It's a mini course. It's got 5 lessons in there on how to overcome limiting beliefs so you can have more wealth, more time, and more freedom in your life.
Okay, I'm gonna offer that to a couple of my listeners as well, too. Anytime anybody wants to call me at 702-771-8450 or email me at mrz@cleverminds1.com. And yesterday, folks, I was off the grid. I didn't answer my phone. I wasn't doing anything. I had some stuff, the pressing issues, so people think, one, I didn't have it around me. I did that on purpose. So anybody that I didn't get back to yesterday, I'm not going to apologize because it was my life. So I was taking care of business. So if you like that or not, I don't care. How's that sound, Chaney?
that's being you, and that's being – you're being your authentic self. That's all I can say.
That's business, baby. That's business. Chaney, I really appreciate you being on the show today, and I'm gonna let you go, and I hope to talk to you again real soon, sir.
Absolutely. You have a great day and a great rest of the week.
Okay, you too, buddy. Thank you very much. All right, folks, I'm going to get out of here because I've got things to do. This has been a Business Friday, and I want you folks to understand something. Treat your life as a business. Treat every aspect of your life about a business. Not that it has to be taken serious. Some things in your life as a business can be very, very fun. If you play sports, you treat it as a business because you're honing your skills in order to be very successful at what you do. So what I'm saying today, take the time, become more business oriented in every aspect of your life. I'm going to let you folks go to have a blessed day. And like I say, I'm out of here. And what's the word I'm going to say? See you when I see you. Bye, 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 everybody. This is Mr. Z with the Clever Mind Radio Talk Show. Hello, Veronica. I'm fine. I'm just taking care of business. I'll talk to you folks on Monday. Bye, bye. See you.